Step into the world where the dummies roam. In a dungeon deep, far from hearth and home. With a rusty sword and a half-cocked plan. Where the dungeon dummies let the games begin. Oh, roll those dice, let the fate decide. Whether we stand or we run and hide. We're the heroes you call when there's no one else. Dungeon dummies, welcome to chaos itself. There's Terry the tank, who forgets to block. And Sal the rogue, can't pick a lock. With Maggie the mage, who trips on spells. And Jerry the bard, who, well, you can tell. Oh, roll those dice, let the fate decide. Whether we stand or we run and hide. We're the heroes you call when there's no one else. Dungeon dummies, welcome to chaos itself. From dragon's fire to goblin sneer. Our chances are slim, but we persevere. With critical fails and a twist of fate. We're laughing in danger, it's never too late. Fine, so lift your voices, let's shout and cheer. Dungeon dummies, our time is here. We may be foolish, we may be green. But tonight we're legends on this questing scene. We're the dungeon dummies, wild and free. In this land of magic and mystery. So grab your dice and join our crew. It's a dangerous game and we're playing it too.
They're off, right? On you guys.
Hi!
Fuck, I need to find my glasses. Fuck. I'm sorry. Okay, I got my glasses on. I can see again.
What were we discussing? I know we went off tangent.
The war.
Oh yeah, the war. I told you guys about the bombs.
Oh yes, and we talked about...
I think we wanted to break out or something, and then we decided not to do it because that's actually a terrible idea. To, like, kind of imply to betray their trust to try to help them somehow.
Yeah, I feel like that's just gonna bitch slap us in the face, though.
What else could we do, actually? What else could we do to help this?
I don't really know. We're kind of stuck being kindly babysat, but babysat all the same.
True. No.
Can you possess me? totally random question.
You know what? I'll like stick a paw right at your hands, and I'm gonna try to possess you. So here comes the really important question: do you consent to this?
Yes, yes, you are fine.
I possess over your body. I'm taking over your body now.
You're now inside of it.
Why did you... Why did you need to phrase it like that? God damn!
I'm just stating the obvious.
Thanks. Do I feel any different?
A bit bony.
Hey, at least I have boobs, unlike someone.
With a bit of flesh.
With a bit of flesh. Okay. I'm going to ignore that sensation. And I'm just gonna try to do, like, I don't know, move her hands around, walk a little bit. And I can only do this for 1 minute, so once the minute gets is done, I'm just gonna like forcefully leave the body.
Okay. Well, at least we know it works.
It's only for a minute.
That's fine. That might come in handy. You never know when we might need it.
I should have tried talking.
You could try again at some point. It's fine. We'll test it. It's okay.
Okay. Then. Oh yeah, we were talking about that actually. What can you do now?
In this form? Well, I can still talk to spirits. That has not changed. Obviously dependent on how I can kind of communicate with them. I can do other things. But I will answer a momentary thing once I finish scratching my head and questioning it.
Yeah.
Why?
Hi, Raja.
I point at where Reyna. I forgot the other name. Rest and
Rest and Whiskers.
Whiskers.
Where was Minnie? Damn.
Yeah, I think that's why. Whiskers RM, and I'll be like, they're talking in the back there. If you want to see them.
Why aren't you properly supervised?
Because we're not going anywhere.
They wanted to give us a little bit of space to catch up.
I see.
Uh-oh.
Overside.
Can I like inside check him or something? I don't know. No, I want to see the vibe.
Really, he's already gone.
I want to read the vibes, man.
Man's is dipped.
Roll. Inside check.
That's wisdom, right?
Yeah.
That's a plus one. 11. Fuck.
Nope.
The vibes are nope.
You want me to try? Yeah, sure. Plus three. We give it a whirl. John, can I roll?
Oh boy.
Oh fuck. Never mind.
We were just so scared.
Yeah, he just shocked us to the core. We just couldn't do anything else.
I thought he would be friendlier to me. Now that I'm also a cat, but I guess not.
Well, you're still you, unfortunately.
Was I bad?
No, I just don't think they trust us anymore.
Well, Raiden trusts me. I think Rex trusts Ursa.
Yeah, but
it counts for something.
We broke their trust, and I'm not quite sure how we did that, but we did.
They'll come around.
Do we eavesdrop? I don't.
Do you want me to?
I don't know. No, maybe not.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Enjoy your night.
You too.
That
was a quick meeting.
Thanks.
Thanks, Dad.
I guess they're not in too much trouble for letting us.
Maybe not.
Talk.
Okay, well. I don't want to break their trust, but at the same time, I'm getting real curious what they're talking about.
We could just slowly and loudly make our appearance. See if we interrupt anything.
I don't know. Maybe it's better just to say, I don't know.
See, if Essa was just awake and not passed out in a bush, this would be so much easier.
Maybe we should move it. Maybe you, sorry, you should move this body towards like the shadows. I think the sun might have knocked him unconscious, you know?
That's okay. You can, maybe the heat will do a bit of good.
I don't think so. His body's just like sweating shadows.
Shadows are just swirling in sweat pools.
It looks like a crime scene more than anything now.
You see, actually, no, it's nighttime. I don't think it.
I can't see. It's fine.
Let me do this. You hear a light scream.
It's actually just Senna flying by. But joke aside, where's the scream coming from?
On top of you.
Oh.
As he went.
It's actually Senna.
Oh, right, yeah. What the fuck?
Hi!
I said, wait, not Zen, just not Zen. Draven, wrong one.
I shouldn't have squirmed. Where the? Anyway,
agreed.
Did you come from?
Yeah, it was fun though. Falling
did you
from that height.
Drop here, or did you accidentally?
Nah. Accidentally, I thought I saw you guys, so I was squirming, and then I fell.
Oh, okay. Well,
I will check on the others.
Okay.
I was about to say they're over. Okay, he's gone.
Bye.
I would now like to flop back down on the ground in pain.
I'm gonna do the motion of patting the head, even though
you tiny cat.
You okay?
It's not that painful. The face hurts though.
It will pass, maybe.
It's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
So how y'all doing?
Well, we're trying to figure out what we can do with our new forms right now, kind of.
Ah. Sounds fun. So what can y'all do?
Apparently I can possess people.
Spooky. Love it. Bit concerning.
It's
no, not really.
It's an experience.
How does it feel?
That's a weird. Good question.
Weird.
Wait. How does it feel to be possessed?
Oh, that is a good question actually.
Kind of like there's something in you that you don't want.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's
wait, you were possessed?
Yeah, we just...
We were testing it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's science.
There's also not much else to do right now, so, you know, testing.
What do you mean nothing else for you guys to do? Can't y'all, like, go places?
No.
No, we're still...
I know you have a good relationship with the queen.
Yeah, I like the queen. She's a nice person.
Our relationship,
like a very nice person, but
our relationships are a little bit questionable. Kind Raina, of, not, but kind of
questionable in what way?
Well, Raina trusts me, but there's a whole kingdom that they need to look out for, and with the mark having been a problem, there's no guarantee that. You know. And we're also undead. There's no telling if the Lich King could use us against them.
Yeah, so they're just a little cautious.
So overly cautious.
No, I can... That yeah, situation. Considering what happened in there.
Like, so y'all can't leave this... What is this place?
It's Fancy. A dojo? It's actually Rex's place. We can leave. We just need to have our supervisors with us.
Mm-hmm. At least till the war starts. And then I'm not quite sure where we stand, but...
Sounds incapacitating.
It is a little bit stifling.
Well... You see... I'm gonna go... Places to be, places to fall. You guys should really try learning how to fly or get someone who can fly. It's fun.
I can fly.
Looks down at skeleton and looks back at you as if to be like, uh-huh.
I can't fly, no worries.
You see, you can fly. Mm-hmm. The bone one must learn.
I was visiting Oz. You said you wanted to go to Oz after you...
Yeah.
How is Oz?
He got burnt. A little bit.
Understand.
He's still in the cave.
Who did he upset? Who did he try to blow up with a doll?
Oh.
He didn't try to blow them up with a doll. He just annoyed his guardian. Again.
Fair.
So, I have a question. As I pull out Oz's doll he gave me. He said these things can explode.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus. Yep. I just take a step back.
they hurt quite a bit, too. I don't
but
like them.
To be fair... But, like, it's not that bad. Apparently, keep away from fire. And you okay.
It still hurts.
Okay, but anyway, I shove it back into my fleshy...
No.
Flesh.
He grabs it from your hand. Not this shit again.
Oh,
as
come
he
on.
Throws it up and shoots it.
I needed
not
that.
Again.
Like,
that was,
I would
that was,
let it explode. I needed it.
That was a fair response, I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
I needed that for recon!
After I'm not dealing with that.
What happened last time?
He nearly blew up Raina and Cressida. What do you mean? Oh,
but
you
like,
were there.
Rex was there. Raina set the doll on fire and it kind of startled her and it hurt me.
So, the entire thing was... So, Oz gave a doll, someone lit it on fire. Why did they light it on fire?
I tried warning her, but she didn't listen, and she said it's just a creepy little doll, which is fair. But then she, you know, lit it on fire, and then it exploded. And since then, Rex is kind of on the search for whoever created the doll and to destroy them.
Oh, he knows who created it.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I did not know that.
So my
yes,
own.
I'll apologize.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is the thing I needed was destroyed because someone did something stupid as lighting a doll on fire, and it went kaboom, the big boom shit.
Well, let's be fair. Normally, you light dolls on fire; they don't explode.
But here's the question: why light a doll on fire? What if it was some kid's doll? Oh, now you burnt this doll to a crisp. Because now it's the kid's sad.
In that doll, it's creepy. What kid would miss that creepy little doll?
Shoved inside of the dead chest of Luminous. So I mean,
okay, but here's the thing, right? Yes, it's creepy, and yeah, it was in a dead person's chest. But like, hear me out. Have you not seen those dolls that are really creepy, but still somehow people buy them?
No.
So. Okay, so none of you. Okay, guess you all haven't seen that in your lives. Guess I'm the weirdo. Anyway, not the point. I'm gonna go see if I can go to the. Where was I going again? I took a fall.
Back.
I'm gonna go find out.
Okay.
Getting like real quick recap from last session.
Uh-huh.
Pull up the YouTube tab.
Don't make me pull up the YouTube. I will. Okay. Can we continue flying?
Sure.
Please? Yes!
Wait, why did he need the doll?
He said recon.
Oh God, what are they planning?
Enim will move to us.
What are they planning?
Okay. Yep.
Yes.
I need to ask you a question.
Okay.
What are we allowed to do?
Play with some sticks or something, man.
I am not a child.
You look like one.
Another question. If I decide to leave this cave, are you going to follow me?
I'm gonna burn you.
Can I roll a perception check to see what's interesting in this dank cave by chance?
Go for it. But you do see someone enter.
Oh. Well, good day, monsieur. It's intelligence, right?
Perception, no, that's wisdom.
Okay. Fuck.
920. Minus two. nothing really. I'm like, bows and daggers laying around.
I'm gonna go pick up a bow. Yeah. Oh.
Gotcha.
Papa Smurf.
You made a short bow.
Excelente. Thank you. Oh, my stomach is sore. What brings you back to... Yes, Papa?
Don't call me that. Might be time. We'll be starting this room. So let's go.
Yay. See you later. Wait, why is she coming with? Wait.
What do you mean, why is she coming with?
She's evil. She burnt me to a crisp.
You're way more evil.
I don't believe that. That is...
True.
Why does everybody hate me? What did I do?
What didn't you do?
I didn't do anything, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be heading back to the Beast Kingdom. It's almost time.
Yay. Thank goodness I don't have to roll survival again. Jeez.
Very good. Raven. Go.
Sorry, my dad was talking to me.
Oh, good.
Where do I need to go?
Anywhere.
Oh, yes!
So, what is it exactly that you're looking for?
So, it's going to sound very weird coming from me, but I hope you do trust me enough so I can tell you this. I'm looking for something that this man may or may not be hiding that is worth a lot for the information on the war that we need. Or as I could say, it's information for the war. And it's more of old books and papers because, yeah.
If he had something for the war just lying around, do you not think so? Think that while he was still loyal, he would have given it?
Here's the thing. He might not have known the significance of that piece of information. But I think I can figure out way more from that piece of paper or book or whatever he has than he could ever think of.
Okay. Go for it.
Give me a signal if anyone comes, though, like,
well,
just in case. Thanks. Let's go.
Roll investigation.
Give me a second. I need to see. Investigation is my
intelligence.
Yes, sir. Well, I don't do good, but it's okay. I know the dice love me, probably. Oh, God, please. Please love me today. No, they fucking hate me.
You don't really find anybody. And the book also doesn't react.
Wait. Did you say insight, right?
Investigation.
Oh, I got a plus one. Why the fuck did I roll a negative one?
Plus one is...
Can I perceive anything from his bookshelves or do perception check?
Sure.
That's a plus two. 13.
Nothing out of the ordinary. All the books seem like old-timey.
I take out the book Oz gave me and see if it glows, as he said.
No glow.
I'm gonna walk around the entire house while having the book just out in front of me, but close enough to me that in case something happens, I can stash it.
No glow.
Fuck. I come outside and to ask, hey, can you come help me for a second?
What roll?
Okay. In this house, I want you to see if there's anything that stands out to you of as like out of the ordinary, not in the right place or something like that. Because truth be told, I'm not entirely sure how this place is supposed to look or how houses are supposed to look. Last time I woke up, I was in a cave.
Okay. He's actually around. He even cast some spells. No, everything seems normal.
How normal are we talking? Like, out, like, really, really normal, or just like oddly normal?
Bog normal. Like this from what I hear. Books about war, fighting techniques. And therapy books, unsurprisingly.
Repeat?
And some therapy, surprisingly.
Therapy? Can I take a look at those therapy books? Because I want to see if that would actually work on him, because it didn't seem like it.
Sure. It tosses you some books. You see some books about how to make friends, understanding yourself more, the key to self-improvement, and stuff.
This guy was trying to be a good person? Now that's just not right. He was really rude. Unequivocally rude, actually.
Only to you guys, because you're undead. For the most part, he was quite nice to everyone else.
Yeah, I suppose it could be because we are undead, but I kept my distance, I made sure everything was fine, and I didn't move unless told to, and he was still very rude. I tried to explain the situation and all. Man did not care. Odd. Why so many self-help books? Really weird. Is there any weapons around, John?
Yep. Long sword.
Can you tell me any of the weapons? Who?
This is some long swords, spears.
You wouldn't mind if I, since he, you know, is a deserter, if I take a weapon?
No.
No, as in you wouldn't mind me taking a weapon, or no, as in
leave them be.
Fair enough.
We don't want to cause. This isn't our kingdom. We don't want to cause problems. We're already overstepping our boundaries by being here.
Fair enough. Oh, by the way, does the insectoid kingdom have a library of sorts?
Of course.
Mind if we go there next?
Sure.
Yeah,
take it right away.
Of course. Up and away!
Get heated off the mat.
What? Why do you want me to get yeeted, bro?
No, I'm just saying that's what it looks like. It just like goes.
I mean, flying is fun.
Now, question.
Yes.
Why did she move me to the cave if we're going to come back here anyways?
Don't worry about that.
But that doesn't make any sense, though. I'm watching you.
It flicks you off.
Fuck you, too.
You wish.
Haha, in your wildest dreams, crazy lady.
Oh, please. The Your puppets probably pack more heat than you do.
If only you knew, sweetheart. If only you knew.
I don't want to know.
Oh,
now then, we wait for the rest.
The rest are not here. The rest are all gone.
The others come down.
Okay.
Do you guys enjoy yourselves?
Yes.
Yeah. By order of the king, you are forced to join the war. You have no say in the matter.
Oh, so we're joining the war?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I thought you guys would be more excited.
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I am. The sudden change of heart, quote unquote, is slightly concerning, but not at the same time.
It's him, so. What do you expect? Look, if it feels like he's had like a change in mood or anything, you must understand. He's got a lot on his plate.
No, it's not. It's not a judgment. It's more of just a. Just being cautious for my own life safety, I guess.
A little bit that.
Yeah. I understand the caution. Just, I guess the execution was not necessarily appreciated, I suppose, is a way to phrase it.
Well, either way, once we've all gathered, he will explain everything. He will also speak to you personally.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. It's time. Let's go. As you all have done.
Okay.
Is there anyone to add yourself in?
I'm finding myself. Sorry.
It's the ghost. She sometimes she gets lost.
I think it's more than just the ghost. Okay, I've added
and myself. You guys see yours.
This okay.
Why, hello there.
I kind of walk closer and I'm like, hello.
I'm gonna stay right by Reyna's side.
What are you doing? Perfectly fine, hey? I would say too fine.
What?
Where does that sound like? A threat?
No threats. Mm-hmm. Just that, I don't know, just say maybe you've got, like, you know, better supervisors. Or supervisor. And I did!
Oh.
As he does, says that he brushes back his slightly burnt hair. Wafting
you're
looking, away in the wind.
You're looking a little crispy. Yeah, a little crispy.
Oh, why? Why, thank you. My hairstylist is right over there, and I point to Piper.
Oh.
She did a good job!
I suppose you feel like you're dolls now. Sorry.
Funny. I take this all very, I don't know, abruptly, considering that we came back here. She took me away and I wanted to come back.
That's well, it. At least she brought you back, I suppose.
No, it wasn't her. It wasn't her, it was Papa Smurf.
Oh.
Daddy brought me home. Not that
crazy. Jeez.
Crazy woman. Hey, what's going on? Papa?
I think the war's starting.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really?
You see a lot more people starting together.
I don't know. My people seem to be quite vague when it comes to, like, you know, telling things.
Well, I'm pretty sure we'll find out what's happening in a minute.
So if you guys are here, then that means we should be awaiting, not mistaken, the boy. Wait, didn't he come here before? It's actually kind of concerning.
Raven?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we saw him. He landed.
He landed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's good, my friends?
Good day.
How you good?
We are doing all right. And yourself, Raven?
Took a little bit of a fall, but feeling great.
Sadly, the others have already begun to leave.
Leave for what?
The war is starting soon.
Oh no.
And the queen said that you need to head to the Beast Kingdom. They're already on their way there. You probably must them.
I think so. Well, best go then, I suppose. Are you guys coming with, or are you guys still going to stand guard?
We stand guard.
Well, if anything happens, you know. Find me if need be. Bye.
Have a safe trip.
Mm-hmm.
The weather's nice today.
See everyone just like pause and they just look at you. And then they go back to doing what they were doing.
Everybody's can I ignore me?
Ow! What's what I'm looking for? That's what I'm looking for. Damn it. I can't think of a word.
Funny?
Racist?
Bit of both, I guess.
Awful.
Discrimination.
Yes. Discriminative. That is, I don't even know this is the word, but like.
I feel like they're maybe not in the mood for a weather talk currently.
Yeah, understandable.
Well, considering how people are just dropping from the sky, the weather must be amazing.
What do you mean the people are dropping from the sky?
Didn't you just see the envoy of insect people?
Insect that can fly?
I mean, yeah, but like...
Okay.
But I don't see Draven anywhere. That's a bit odd.
He was here not long ago.
I think he'll be here within a moment, maybe.
Soon we'll have the whole clubhouse here, and Mickey Mouse can summon his magical clubhouse.
What?
Mickey Mouse?
What?
What's a Mickey Mouse?
The Goblin King just twirled his finger around his ear and pointed out.
I am not. There's nothing wrong with me.
Okay.
I'm just gonna laugh quietly in the corner.
sometimes mostly just silence and like every individual group talking amongst themselves. And yeah.
I understand.
He's here.
Oh, so the whole club is here.
I told you. Why? So, Draven, did you?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Okay, give me the book back.
Not here. Not right now.
They can't see the book. It doesn't matter. They can't see it.
Okay. I give you the book.
Put the book back in my safekeeping.
I just look at Cressida.
Honestly, my eyes are just staring at like butterflies or whatever that is flying around. Is this a pigeon?
No, it's not.
I'd be hard pressed to find a pigeon of that size.
Oh, I've seen pigeons that size.
How would you know?
Because I'm with the insectoids, and that's.
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry.
Insect. That's kind of mean, Cressida. The fuck?
Sorry.
Damn, and I thought Oz was the racist one.
Hey, I'm not racist.
I feel like I changed a little bit since I possessed that doll. I missed the person that I wasn't once was.
Stop it. I'm right here, okay? Damn it. And I'm short, but that doesn't mean you can bully me.
Oh, you weren't there, right. I was looking for a well, and I was in one of Oz's dolls, and the ticking. I can still hear the ticking.
Oh, well.
I'm gonna pretend to cover my ears, even though, like, obviously, it's not really happening.
Great, you've traumatized her.
I did not traumatize nobody.
What? She looks pretty traumatized to me.
I feel like everyone's just traumatized of everything at this point. Like, damn, I fell from the sky. Y'all don't see me complaining.
I mean,
you did complain when you landed. To be fair.
Yeah, because it hurt.
That's still complaining, is it not?
It's different.
If you fell on your head, would you not feel that pain?
Well, I never said I wouldn't, but it's still complaining.
I mean, I wouldn't.
To be fair, you asked me if I was okay. All I said was, it hurt.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're trying to look for a fight, and I'm not going to put up with trying to engage in your little argumentative manipulation. I'm going to focus on the main thing at hand, okay?
War?
Suppose so.
War never changes.
Please stop.
It's so not funny because it's true.
Fuck.
So, what's happening?
If we listen, we might be able to find out. I guess nothing.
So this is definitely literally
quantum. You good, bro?
Well, quantum is muted. So yeah,
oh no!
I saw, but I just it was just a perfect moment.
Hi, Harley. How you doing?
Hello, I'm dying. Thank you.
Why are you dying?
I'm always dying.
I mean, yeah, technically.
Always one step closer to death.
True.
I take two.
Fair.
Sigh, indeed.
Yes.
Slams head on the table.
Anyways. Okay. Yeah. Quantum, do your fan.
I have an hour. Walk through the gates. Fascinating.
It's a fascinating again.
Now then, let's just keep this quick and brief. No need for wise words or anything fancy. War here together. And that's the kill that fucking lift. We've all suffered all kinds.
Language.
Yes. We've all suffered at his hands. A lot of us have lost families, loved ones, then those dear to us. But This is the moment where we must set aside our differences for one great cause. As is about to continue his speech, you hear some of the beats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My king. There's someone here. As you see Spock enter, holding his chest, as he's slowly bleeding, you see Raja rush them, the others as well. You see, along with him, the other beastman that also left. No response, then.
Yeah, no response.
We're all just looking.
If you would not mind, Quantum, just move Queen Vesuwa a bit closer. Because I don't have control over the token. And I just say, what is happening?
You see Spock whisper in Raja's ears before he falls. And he puts something in his hand. And see tears all from the others. Get a medic. As you see the guards.
You heard him, man.
As you see the guards and get someone. Brother holds them in his hands. I'm not a Spock. You've done a great job.
You
can all tell that Raja is holding a lifeless corpse.
Well, shit.
They have done it again. Queen Vespa just looks down angrily. Whoever has done this must be erased.
Some of the medics come in and take him.
I'm gonna keep a note where the medics are going with the body.
Gotcha. He sees tears from his eyes as he turns around, gets back up.
What? Did anyone catch what he said? Or am I just deaf?
He's crying, but he's also going back to give, like, continued speech.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And the thing that Spock gave him, the note, he takes it out. Thanks to Spock's sacrifice, we now know where the phylactery is.
So it was a double agent, I see.
More play. Just kinda weird.
King Raja, I truly am sorry. This only solidifies the point of taking down this disgusting army.
And we will.
Because they keep taking our loved ones from us. So this vicious cycle has to be stopped. Now then, let's proceed with the planning, shall we?
Everyone will be split up into groups. The scouts will take the front. Warriors, soldiers behind them. The mages and the long range units be at the back. If you do not have your group yet, go speak to one of the lords, they'll assign you. And as for our new friends, come with me.
Okay.
Do go on. The king requests your presence.
I pointed.
Don't worry.
I'm coming back for you, woman.
If you say so.
She flicks you off.
Off back. Vengeance will be mine.
What a strange. That is one strange man.
How can you speak from there?
Look Sansa. Just no need to scream. No. What? Okay.
Good.
No. I'm never good.
Okay. Yeah, moving on then.
Yeah. Valid.
You want to fight the microphone? That's the problem right now.
You see, he sits down and leans on one of the on the ledge there. You see him take out a gourd and start drinking.
I understand the pain, but do you have any orders for us right now?
You see his eyes glow golden, but then he turns it off. He looks up into the night sky. Can I trust you?
Yes.
I'd say yes to that.
Yeah.
That depends.
I knock.
I just give him. I give you the biggest scowl ever.
No, I punch him on the top of his head. He's short enough for me to do that.
Yeah, that's fair.
No. Being genuine with you right now. Can he trust us? Can he really trust us?
Hey, man. My queen said I need to do as he says for now. I'll do what needs to be done.
Well, he did remove the necromancer, the lich's mark from me.
And he gave us somewhere to live.
Let me try and understand what you mean.
Are you willing to trust us? That's what I'm actually asking you. Is that what you actually want to ask
us? Is he willing to trust us?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's why you say that. Ask himself. That's what I did ask, is it not?
If I
no.
Be alive.
He's got a point there, but not as a really solid one. You could still be keeping us alive for multiple reasons rather than just for trust.
Such as?
In case one of us is a spy, you need to find that out. Interrogate them for information.
I think I've shown you what I do to spies.
If there was... Did he? Or was I called again?
You weren't there.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what you do to spies.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, he did do that.
Yeah.
I also remember the first time we met, he tried to scratch my skull. So.
Yeah, that's also right. Yep, I remember that.
Anyway, I'm going to help because my queen said so. So you can trust me for now until my queen says otherwise.
When all this is over, my goal is to unify all the kingdoms as one.
Brave. Very... What's the word I'm looking for?
Optimistic.
Ambitious. Thank you, Cressida.
No problem.
The very ambitious goal you have there.
As ambitious as it is, it's what we all need. This war isn't a war. It's just a battle.
If seen as a battle, then why waste perfectly good lives on that battlefield?
Because we have no choice.
If you say...
I'm not sure if you felt it, but the biggest threat is yet to come.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Guess so.
I look very questioningly between, like, us.
Yeah, me too.
What do you guys see?
Raven and like Raja, because I feel like I'm out of the loop.
The heroes.
Oh yes, those
human heroes.
Humans. Yes.
Yeah, we got the pop up thingy that said they're summoning. And...
But wouldn't they just
rather help with the undead army rather than attack us?
Thoughts of that, Cressida. You got to remember, humans have a different way of thinking.
Anything that
doesn't look like them, they don't want.
Even if you look similar to them, if you're not them, you get killed. It's not just us. He does it with demonkin, elves, giants, dwarfs. If you're not human, then you're on the chopping block.
Oh. And these... So they just hate everybody other than them.
Pretty much.
Some people are into different things.
I turn around and raise an eyebrow. Ma'am?
So changed from that doll.
This is no time to explain your fantasies.
I'm so sorry. No, I don't have a fantasy like that. It's
okay if you're a masochist. I get it. But this is no time for that.
You mean a masochist?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I could see it.
Yeah.
That's a mystery.
Yeah, I can see it.
It was very different when I was alive, is what I'm getting at. I did not necessarily care.
You're a sadist. You were a sadist. Okay.
No, that's I did not care about people at all, is what I'm saying.
Okay, I understand.
So what now do you then, need us to do?
Come forward. He hands you the piece of paper.
Is this what I think it is?
The location of the phylactery. I'm trusting you people to take it out.
Take it out?
You gotta destroy it. Phylacteries.
No, it's living?
Try and remember some of my past now.
Yeah, sure. Roll history. I would say by now you actually have advantage. So.
Take it out. It's living.
History is wisdom, correct?
Yes. History is intelligence.
Right now, yes. You pick now to roll your history while we're trying to figure out what this is? Bro, you have the piece of paper!
No, there's a reason. Okay, okay, advantage. How do I get advantage again?
You roll twice.
Okay.
Let me see that piece of paper there.
Yeah, please.
Give it to me.
There's one. Wait, why does it...
You got it out two individual times, not... With
okay,
times.
I'm not sure what the fuck just happened. Anyway. Well, oh, that's a 13. I'll take a 13, thank you.
You can remember your last moments.
Well, fuck me! That's fun. Anyway, phylactery. Fuck.
Yes, it is alive.
That makes everything so much more complicated.
What is it? Who?
We don't know. We just got the location.
Do we have a way to figure out what it is, or are we just killing everything that's in that space?
You'll know what it is when you see it.
Okay.
Javen, where's the location of this phylactery?
I'm gonna look at the paper. What did it say, my DM?
This
suspense is killing me.
Oh. Let me take a look from the end.
Oh, by all means.
You're such an asshole.
It's in a underground network east of the castle. So,
east.
Oh, yes. Okay, I guess
there will be a large tombstone, a bit surrounded by smaller ones.
Oh, please don't say it was the last demon king, and it's actually not dead.
Don't give him ideas. Hello.
Oh, God damn it, bro.
Do you want to kill us? Like,
kinda. What do you mean? We're already dead.
Don't jinx us with having a fight.
Yeah, exactly.
Demon
That's
king.
A good idea.
Shut the fuck up, John.
I'm blaming you. I got you, John.
Fuck you.
I got you. I'm gonna die too. It's fine.
Yeah, but you dying first. I'm gonna push you in front of all the attacks. That is it.
Okay. Remind me to cast box skin before you do that.
Listen, I'm very attached to my ghost cat. Okay, do not kill me.
Your ghost cat is very cute.
Anyway, we're gonna need some supplies if we're going. Weapons, armor. Anything we can get.
Question. So,
yes?
Yes.
You did say we'll be able to get some supplies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
will you
supplies.
Give me access to flammable liquids?
Sure.
Excellent. You've got my complete and utter trust.
It's not easy to buy him.
Wow, that was easy.
Oh, before we forget,
maybe
I
something
don't know.
That I can take hold of and drop.
Oh, you can always take hold of one of my puppets.
Oh dear God,
no! I don't
want
your puppets.
Hold up! So
I don't want your puppets.
Christina, how long can you possess something for?
I know I can only possess a person for a minute, but.
So, say, a suit of armor? How long do you think you can hold that?
I think I would only be able to possess, like, the plate of it. Not, like, the entire thing, you know? Like, chest plate and stuff like that. Not, like, the entire suit of armor. It needs to be connected.
Yeah, the suit of armor can be connected most times.
Okay, then...
You know, like, the suits of armor that normally stand in hallways? They're just... connected together.
With a stand inside.
Yeah, but still, if you can, you know, take control of that.
I would need
have
to
a secondary body.
Test that out.
Well, shall we get the equipment then?
And again, something that I could drop from high up, maybe. That would be fun.
Question. When would you like us to take care of this phylactrite?
We move in an hour with the full moon at bloom. The beastman will be as strong as we can.
Okay, got it. So let's stack up. Oh, by the way, I don't know what any of y'all can do, and I highly doubt any of you guys know what I can do. Best make a plan to figure that out as we go.
We can do that on the road. Right now.
Also.
I need to get to crafting.
I can go look. I'll go look
for it. Is it legal for me to craft, John?
Is it legal?
Hmm?
Is it legal for me to craft?
You don't know how to craft.
No, I'm talking about my puppets. Am I allowed to craft?
Is it legal to craft?
Oh, yeah. You've already used your 3 for the day.
I know. That's why I was hoping we're gonna strike tomorrow.
That's fine. I've got flammable liquids. I'm happy.
Okay, and I can just help everyone else out as we go. But I need weapons. Come on.
Yes, I agree.
Gotcha. What weapons do you guys take?
A suit of armor, I guess.
Sword, shield, and some good armor, please.
I would like to request a vase just for funsies.
You want to possess a vase so we can carry you around?
Yeah.
And just throw it. Yeah, yeet.
He's like, go, spirit vase. No, wait. Christina, I summon you.
Most serious fight. Zendo throws vase and goes, Christina, I summon you.
I was like, I summon Christina from the jar.
Actually, you throw the vase. You guys are busy fighting or something, and I can just like rummage in the background.
Well, so, while we're fighting, you're sneaking up shit? No fair. Chemsy, I love it. Pot of Christina.
No.
Thank you, Chemsy. Wait, someone draw up Christina's character in like a vase, please.
I got to. We'll do it.
I don't know how to draw vases, sorry.
We'll do it. Thank
you, Blue, I love that.
Can I still have to draw the penguin on Blake's back too, so it's fine. We got things to draw.
Oh my fucking god, not the pot of greed.
Exactly! You're the pot of Christina! Please. It has to be the
Quantum. Can we have a bag of holding and can I possess it?
Oh my god.
Might as well go all the way, you know?
Oh, that's actually a good idea. Flip.
Oh. There is no bag of holding, eh?
Hey,
we never get bags of holding. Then again, Chemsy never allowed me to have one.
I wonder why.
My next character,
I don't know,
is going to be a part of greed. It's just going to be a bag of holding possessed. Thank you for my TED talk.
I mean,
can I get some arrows and a few bottles of flammable liquid, please? Do you have holy water as well?
Holy water? Actually, that's pretty smart. We're going to need that.
You're going to have to ask Mark for that.
Vash?
Christina wants to be put in the sword.
Vash.
You can throw me right into like the forehead.
Oh. No. You stab them. Christina explodes out of them.
I have a question, right? Because I got Branding Smite, right? Can I use it on a weapon that I am possessing?
Or I'd say yes.
Yeah. I have some daggers. Christina, we're throwing you.
Yes, Blue, she will be your tactical assault, Christina.
I could also have a dagger as well. That would be nice.
I just need sword, shield, and armor.
Sweet. To the notepad +++.
+1 for all your stuff except armor and shields.
I just want a dagger. That's all I want.
Oh
shit! Wait, who said +1 for what?
Armor as well.
I would assume so.
Dagger +1, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a midget, so probably leather armor, right?
Yeah, but you have no proficiency to the armor, so disadvantage on stealth and -10 to movement speed.
Yeah, I don't want armor. I'm good.
I'm fine with that one then. Cough, cough. How many arrows are you giving me?
Like 50.
We'll have to see. Okay, cool. Can I upgrade from a short bow to a long bow +1?
Yeah.
Sweet. And then how many flasks of oil are you going to give me?
3.
Oh, wee. I can do enough flasks of oil. Where's the... And then question on the holy water. I need to go ask Vash about that, right?
Back.
Back. I'll be back. I need to go acquire.
Whose name did you just say?
All he's, Hey, Oz, if you're going, bring me something back too.
Oh, yeah, no, if we can get like a decent supply of holy water. Oh, by the way, none of you get it on you, considering
that I kind of figured, you know, undead.
Yeah, just a heads up, guys.
I'm gonna stay away from that just because I feel like I'm gonna spill it on myself.
That'll be fine.
How did you get injured? I spilt holy water on myself. Yay!
I can't carry anything, sorry.
Wait, you want... Oh, yeah, you're just a ghost, aren't you?
Yeah. The only thing I can carry is the thing I'm possessing.
You can always possess my puppet and the puppet.
I don't want your puppet.
Oh, you can always possess Blue's swords.
I'll take the vase for now.
Who's going to carry... Oh, get a big vase.
Don't get a big vase. Just get a normal size vase. I'll carry you.
What about hear me out, right? How about a crystal bowl?
Oh, jeez. We have to throw this. It will shatter. Please remember. Actually, so will the vase.
What hurts more if you drop it, you know?
Crystal bowl. Because that thing's solid.
You do have a weight thing with your position of inanimate object.
This is why I'm questioning what can we carry and what can she possess?
My position says you can possess objects and creatures who are willing and only forcefully possess a creature if they are unconscious. While you are possessing a creature, you take half the damage that the creature takes. You can also cast spells only while possessing a creature. All self spells will be blah 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 blah. You can only possess one creature for 1 minute before getting ejected, after which you will have to wait 10 minutes to possess a creature again. It does not say a weight limit.
I think I dropped it to you. Only just scroll up.
Probably, yeah. I don't remember what the limit is, though. No pestle. Why are we screaming now?
The little meow in the background.
You gotta love it.
Oh, girl.
Now we talk too much. I'm not scrolling that far.
It's true. We do talk too much. We need to talk less.
Well, that's just unfriendly of you, Crusader.
It's hard to find information, okay? I need to, like, scroll all the way.
Start
and then I get
stuff.
So distracted by whatever the fuck
we're talking like...
about.
Like, 250 grams, maybe?
Okay, somebody translate that over to something that I understand.
I don't understand it either. Don't worry.
What?
I'll tell you if you're overweight.
Okay. A crystal ball. Overweight? Question mark?
That's fine.
Okay, you're taking a crystal ball then.
Okay, I'll carry the crystal ball.
Hell yeah. Road trip!
I don't need anything else, because otherwise I'm going to have too much stuff.
I'll see you guys on.
Did you get my armor and sword and shield, please?
Shit. What's the limit? What are you limiting us? Huh?
Depends how much you're carrying.
I mean, I've got a quiver, flask, maybe some holy water. What would be a useful item in this case? Can we get magical? No, fuck that.
Odd question. Do we still have our horns? From, like, the beginning?
I would assume
I'd say
so.
Yes.
Hey, that means I still have my rock. Let's go.
the rock of doom for all rabbits.
Yeah.
Items. Such items. There's nothing I can think of. I don't know. Give me a javelin or so. Some spears.
How much do you need to carry, bro?
A rope? Give me some rope. On some rope, yes.
Yeah.
Rope.
Okay. Everyone write in the chat what you want. Let's do that, rather.
Okay.
Easier, yeah.
Wait, which chat? This chat? The other chat? The Discord chat?
Yes.
Okay, any chat.
Okay. I can't spell. Help.
Blue, you're fine. Dagger, this is a go. You can add that dagger plus one.
Cool. Ha. They already added it.
Sword.
Ha. I can't spell.
Long sword plus one for shield and armor. You have no proficiency to those, so disadvantage on stealth. Disadvantage. You have minus 10 to movement speed. It makes it simple to hold this.
Light armor.
You have no proficiencies with any form of armor.
Doesn't mean I'd have to wear that, so I could just have it. Got it.
Exactly. Crystal ball, that's fine. Dagger plus one. How many arrows?
Give me like 50.
50, sure. Longbow, crossbow, rope. Yeah, that's fine. You're unproficient. You cannot cast spells.
No, what?
Then you are.
Let me say, if you aren't. If you're unproficient with armor, you can't cast spells.
Then fuck the armor. I won't take it.
Yeah, that's it.
He did just say that.
Yeah, I'll just take my sword then.
What? Everyone good with that?
Yes.
I'm good with my sword plus one.
Yes, Papa John. Okay.
No one wants your tech support.
Mm-hmm.
That's a scam.
Tech support should be on our side instead. Cough, cough. Right.
Madam, tech support's never on your side. It's a lie. They say it, but they're lying.
Wait, is D&D an item in... Is this TNT an item in
D&D? I'm on the side of truth, so you're a coward.
Oof.
Some warrior you are.
Anyways.
Moving swiftly on.
Ah, a booty warrior cousin. Yep.
Y'all. We need the full squad to...
Are you?
Okay, bit. A bit.
So, let's go. Why we scream? Okay.
Those cat, one cat.
No, it's just through scream over right now.
What I hear in the background is... No, you're fine. Don't say sorry. It's just funny.
The thing is, normally, her meows are never picked up. I noticed because I had friends who really wanted to hear her for a while. And every time she, like, quite literally meowed into the microphone, they just never heard it. And now apparently stuff is getting picked up for no reason.
Yeah, she likes us better.
Yeah. Meow meow.
Well, in the session, yeah. We'll need the rest for next session.
We probably have to wait a bit so that the others who are joining us can also decide what... Well, so that Ursa can also decide what he wants to take with him.
Blake as well.
Blake is at the penguins.
We're the dungeon dummies, thanks for stopping by. Braved a million monsters just to say goodbye. We rolled all the dice, played all our parts, cast a little magic and broke some hearts. Dungeon dummies, we had a blast. Fought our fears and spells we cast. From goblin caves to wizard spires and dragons breathing magic fires. We fumbled our way through the dungeons deep. Nearly got lost, but our laughs we keep. So if you're in trouble, don't you fret. We're the dungeon dummies, we're not done yet. Dungeon dummies, out of luck. We'll be back to bring the pluck. With swords and spells and reckless schemes, we're here to live those tabletop dreams. So tune in next time, same old quest. The dungeon dummies will give our best. Until then, adventurers stay alive. Dungeon dummies signing off, roll a nat 20 and thrive.